I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Did you know that parents rank teaching financial literacy as the toughest life skill? That's where Greenlight comes in, the debit card and money app made for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and track spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn how to earn, save, and spend responsibly, while parents have peace of mind knowing smart money habits are being built with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/trygreenlight. That's greenlight.com/trygreenlight.
Hey guys,
it's
happening with Snooki and Joey.
Hi, PP.
Are you okay? Like, are you well?
Oh my God, no, I'm not. Welcome to the show, everyone. Happy Friday. This is a Friday evening episode. We are, we're late risers today because I was in prison for 48 hours.
Joey literally had my life for a little bit. Oh. And oh my God, I feel so bad for you. Welcome to the show, everyone. Happy Friday. It's going to snow today in Jersey, and I have my VIP event still happening tomorrow in Seaside Heights. But I want to talk about Joey for a second because I'm sure you guys were watching him. This poor thing. Tell everyone what happened.
So work.
I'm suing Barstool, by the way.
You have to sue Barstool.
Literally.
Because first of all, we looked at our numbers and they're not getting, really threatening our jobs, but anyway, we're trying to be more successful at work and I'm trying to put more effort in. So I wanted to boost numbers for our YouTube channel because we had a lot less than everyone else did. So I said, let's do a telethon, if you will. So basically we locked ourselves in my house.
Wait, so that was your idea?
No, it was not my idea. It was Pat's idea, but everyone at work's been doing these telethon things.
I'll pass a moron.
Like someone, one guy lived in a golf simulator for like 3 days and like didn't leave. Another guy like lives like.
So stupid.
I'm not going like weird places. Like I'm not gonna like I'm not sleeping in the bushes. So I mean, I have this beautiful home that I have. So I was like, well, why don't we can all come here? But the torture for that was the idea was because I didn't want I hate people in my house. I mean, if I invite you in my house, yes, but like I don't want to.
Yeah, I cannot believe you let that happen. freaking out.
The ladies were at the house. My house was spotless. And then the guys just came. My dining room table came. They hung my dining room light. Everything was coming together. My house is like the nicest it's ever been. And then these fucking guys all had to move in.
Gavones.
Oh, so Pat, the podcast host I do with over there. And then our two producers. Who are actually very polite and nice, but then they had guests coming in all like throughout the whole time. They had so much luggage and like equipment. Like I thought my house was big, but like they had like all this camera equipment and all these fucking things for games. And it was like there was boxes, and I had to cook for everyone. So no one was like helping clean up. It was a fucking nightmare. But yeah, we did our goal thanks to all of our friends and people that tuned into the stream. There was times it was fun, but then there's times it was like you're just tricking yourself to think that it's like, you know, it's fun because like, you know, it's not, you know, the end isn't near, but so you have to do things like to kind of like get over it. So I started drinking like at 4 o'clock and no one else wanted to drink with me. I was like, what the fuck's going on? Like, what the hell are we supposed to be doing here?
Yeah. How come no one was drinking?
Everyone's doing dry January. It's like, get the fuck out of here. Why don't we do this in September or something? Like, why were we doing this during dry January? Who wants to sit around and fucking get locked in a house and be sober?
No.
Do you know what I mean? So I started getting fucked up. I didn't care. I was taking shots. I was drinking. I had like 4 bottles of wine. Then I started inviting people over. I invited Lear over. We had some other special guests come. Snoopy called in into the live stream. Dave Portnoy called in, which I thought was very nice of him to support my small business. But you know, it was fun. I mean, I would do it again, but probably not here. Do you know what I mean? I just
wait. So you started at what? 10, 10:30?
We started at 10
Oh my God. So in your mind, were you thinking, okay, we'll be done probably at like 10 the latest?
That night?
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought, yeah,
so I woke up. So I called in at night because I was like so busy running around with the kids. And right when I put them down to sleep, I'm like, all right, I'm going to call in because I can't believe he's still on. So I called in and I was like, all right, you're almost there. I thought once that I shared my story, you were going to be done.
Me too.
It didn't happen.
Yeah.
So right when I woke up at 7:30 for the kids, I was like, oh my God, is Joey still doing it? So I clicked on your link to see if you were still live. And the freaking guy was on the couch under the covers still talking to people. I'm like, what the fuck is happening?
I know. Oh no, I think we know. I think by the time he was under the covers, I think we made it by then. But we just kept the stream going.
But yeah, you made it by then, but you were still sleeping.
Yeah, I turned my camera off in the bedroom. I was like, I'm not like, I locked myself in the room. I like shut the door and locked it, which I know you're not supposed to do in reality television. But then the next morning, it didn't end. So we made our goal. Thank you to all who follows. And I think what happened was a lot of people, that are, like a lot of the Crusaders were already following that channel, some of them. So
no,
I think,
I know.
but
Yeah.
So the idea of the whole thing with that is you're supposed to tell a friend. It's like, you know, it's Puff Puff Pass, I was calling it. Like, you're subscribing. Obviously, we have to share other people to do it. Anyway, we did our goal. So the next one I thought was going to be
Well, I was a subscriber on my regular channel, and then I went on the Sookie Shop channel and did that too.
Oh, you're such a good friend. Thank you.
Poor thing. I
I
want
know.
You to go to sleep.
I
Leah
know.
was texting me like, this is going to be bad.
Yeah. So I got to bed. So they thought that they wanted to do the whole next day. They were planning on for like two full days here, but we made our goal. So I was like,
what?
So I was like, everyone get the, they were trying to steal gold the whole next day. I fucking ended it real quick. I woke up this morning. The next morning I woke up, there's a fucking a black Labrador retriever, which was fine, jumping in my bed. But then they had this trainer here, some like guy from like a gay gym called Out Fitness, like or Outfit, like
who
my
the
out.
fuck wants to work out that early when you've been up all day and night?
So they thought it was funny, like, you know, like, oh, Joey's not gonna like this, but I mean, he's gonna pull through it and he's gonna do it.
Oh,
I said, I'm
God.
sorry to this man. I said, thank you for coming over. I said, I do appreciate your business. If you want to plug your business, but I'm not playing any of these games. I want everyone the fuck out of my house. And like I literally said this on camera.
Bobby, you said that?
Yes, there's a video up now about it on YouTube. I
Wait,
said,
were you cranky?
Bitch, you have to, well, yeah, you should watch. I was literally like throwing people out. They were trying to make me do like squats. Like he wanted me to do like 100 burpees and then like assisted squats. Like me and
Get
Pat
the
Link,
fuck out of here.
arms and like, you know, do fucking moves on the thing. I said this is all fun games. I said, I love you. I said, you know, promote your business, but with all due respect, get the fuck out of my house, all of you. And they were supposed to have some guy come over and make some lunch thing and like videotape all day. I was like, babe, I said,
No.
12 o'clock. I was like, 12 o'clock. I said, podcasts, like our podcasts, I got to do, like, you know, all these things. It's like, you know, I should know better than to like overextend my things. You know, I can only work a couple hours a week. I can't be, you know.
Well, that's why I was so surprised that you agreed to this. I was like, what is wrong with you?
I know. I don't know, but I mean, I thought it's
never again, zero stars.
I thought it was gonna be like a dinner party. Like I thought it was gonna be fun. Like, I thought everyone's gonna come over in the morning. We're just having mimosas, and we're gonna start like, you know, doing the little stream, being
Oh
goofy,
yeah, no one was drinking.
playing little games, and like doing like, all fun things on the thing. But no, it was like a torturous like prison cell. I mean, it was fun.
Yeah.
It was fun, but it was just like so it was a little out of my comfort zone. And I'm, if it was at someone else's house, I wouldn't care because I would just got fucked up and laid on the floor and took my clothes off. But like it was at my house, and it was like I was every time someone was touching something, or like I was terrified my potato barn couch was gonna get ruined.
Oh my God, I know.
It didn't, thank God. It held up.
I'm
like a
surprised
charm.
They didn't put a cover on it.
I wanted to, but
all the Crusaders in the comments, because I was reading the comments, they were like, "You're gonna let them eat on your potato barn couch?"
Why? Well, because they had to be in front of the camera, and it's like, so I had my
oh bitch, that would have stained quick.
I know. I had my card tables that I put I had my card tables I put there so everyone could sit there and eat, but yeah.
What a sin!
I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Winter Sale and get 30% off paints and stains January 9th through the 19th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
I just had a cappuccino. I've never had one in my whole life.
Oh, from your new espresso machine that I got and you forgot to shout me out?
No, I bet.
Fucking bitch.
But I tagged you in it. Didn't I tag you in it?
You tagged me in it, but like you don't see it. And
Oh, yeah.
I wanted a nice thank you, whore.
Oh, I said thank you. I said thank you. No, I got my machine finally. I was like, it was the happiest day of my life. I've never had this before in my life. And I had to learn how to use it. Like I never knew that, like, I mean, I'm sure you don't know this either, because we like I was never a coffee maker, but
not a coffee maker.
No, I didn't make coffee, so I went there. I was using the machines. I've only been making espresso shots, so I learned how to do that very quickly, easy to set up. And then the whole machine, like, it guides you through how to do everything. So I never had a cappuccino before, so I said, you know, let me start getting some milk from the store, because I like in case if someone wants a frothy drink. I'm like, it can't kick in yet. A frothy drink. So I said, you know what? Let me get heavy cream or half. No, let me get half and half, because that's like, you know, everyone drinks in their coffee.
Half and half.
No one puts milk in their coffee, like regular milk. You know what I mean? They always want like a creamer, like half and half. So I bought half and half, and then I was like, okay, so I'm trying to make these fucking frappuccinos and all these fancy drinks.
Wait, I feel like I used to put French vanilla in.
That's like a flavor, yeah. But anyway, so I guess for a cappuccino, for real espresso machines, you can't froth. You can heat the milk up. I can like heat the half and half up, and it'll become like hot, but it won't become like soap. It won't become like foam. Do you know what I mean? Like that, like that puffy foam. It has to be. It's too heavy. I didn't realize it. So you have to use milk. It's like milk is what you use to get it that way. So I had to use. I bought oat milk. So I used the oat milk, and I just used it this morning. And I made my very first frothy cappuccino. And it was like in the cups you sent me. Not only did Snoopy give me the most beautiful machine, she probably spent another like $500 on this accessory pack. That's all these fancy things in it. It had like all these beautiful Breville coffee cups, like all different like glasses and a scale and this canister to keep the beans in. And it was just the nicest present I've ever gotten. Every gift you give me is beautiful, but this one's like the most sentimental for me because I've been wanting it for so long.
Yeah, you're a whore. You're welcome.
But yeah, so I made a cappuccino today. I'm a very own barista.
Well, what's your plans for today? Because I feel like you're still like tired. Like, are you still gonna relax? Is your apartment clean? I remember when I looked at it in the morning when I saw the guy on the couch. I looked at your counter in your kitchen.
Oh my god!
And I was like, oh my god, the whole thing had like pots and pans and freaking food. I'm like, he's gonna flip.
Yeah. No, it's. I mean, like, I think like obviously when they left, I put all the food away and like. I'm like, I put the food away, but I mean, I have to unload the dishwasher. There's still shit all over the counter. I threw most of the recycling out. I mean, the living room's fine. It's just the kitchen needs attention, and there's some stuff in the bedroom that I needed. But, you know, last night was the perfect night. Bae came over and, like, saved me. And it's like, you know, like when you see your mom, like, after, like you know, like, remember, like, when you first went home from Jersey Shore and, like, you got to see your mom again? And she's like, just like, and like after you were sequestered, like she just wants to hug her and be like, oh my God, save me.
Well, it's like how I feel now when I leave and then I come back and
that's
then
your kids. Yeah. That's
how. Yeah. I'm like, can you please just hold me and rub my back and tell me I'm pretty?
Yeah. So Bae came over and it was like a weight lifts off my chest. I was like, felt like relieved.
Oh, did you feel cozy?
Cozy and safe. So like, we just kind of like, we just put our new show up. We have a new show I'll tell you about. We put our show on and I made, you know, I made like, you know, I got the trays and we ate in bed and you know, we just had the best night and it was exactly what I needed to, you know, and he was so sweet and cute this morning, my sweet pee-pee. I've been calling him my little toaster strudel because we turn the heat on and because he gets so
You're
cold.
disgusting.
Oh, he put the little heat on
Come
because
here, toast the strudel.
he gets so cold. So I was like, and I'm stop.
Because he's an asparagus, he's so skinny.
I know. I made a little toaster strudel. Oh, I have Lego. Your kids don't want Legos. I need
No, we're over the Legos. No. Not now.
I'm trying. Have you ever bought? Hold on. Have you ever bought peel and stick wallpaper?
You just made me yawn. Oh my God, what is it? Yeah, I use that in my stores because you know I have the black and white.
Yeah,
Oh,
I
I
like
gotta
peel
talk
and
about
stick.
my stores. That's another topic.
Oh, fuck. Sorry.
No, yeah, I use it for my stores and it's really easy to put on. You just need the patience of like lining everything up.
I'm not gonna do, I'm gonna have the man do it. I'm having Neil do it. I mean. So I'm gonna do it. So over my bed, so you know, I have the wooden part over my bed, and I got these beautiful sconces, these beautiful lamps that have like shades on them. They look very like old, like
Yeah, you're so fancy.
hotel. It's gonna be so cute, but I want to put a. I think the white wall is just like it looks like it's like undone. It's for some reason, so I want to do something like over the wood part, like it's a peel and stick wallpaper, like a texture, like cementy, like thing, self-adhesive wallpaper. This is what I want. This is the one I wanted.
Right here.
Should I do
Well, I'm
green?
actually looking for a mirror for my store. And
Which?
you know the mirror that I have in Madison, the big, like, gold, gorgeous one?
Yeah.
That one's freaking sold out. And
Oh, that
it
was
was
a.
on sale. It was on sale for like 30%. I'm like, oh my God, I'm gonna get the same one. It's sold out. So I need to kind of match that look for my new Long Island store.
Well, did you get that's the I think that's the replica of the Anthropologie one that's like fucking thousands of dollars.
Yeah.
I'm
But it's
this
sold out because everybody wants it because it's only like $800.
I'm gonna show you something. I know what you're gonna say. I'm hopefully he doesn't say it, but you're gonna say this looks like an alien's snurb or something. Do you like this?
An alien snurvy, where?
I don't know. Do you like this color and this texture?
Wait, are
Like
you showing me on the camera or are you texting me?
text you.
Okay.
I'm gonna leak Nicole's number and
Wait,
phone
what is this for?
over my bed, like behind above the wooden wall, and like behind my bed.
The wallpaper? It
Yeah.
looks like mold, bitch. That looks like fucking mold on
I know you
bread.
would hate it. It's supposed to look rustic.
It looks like mold on bread. Can you
It is
post this in
moldy
your story
bread.
today so everybody sees it? No. That looks dirty. It looks like a cave.
I know. I love it
No, I
though.
hate it. No, I hate it.
What other colors does it come? Maybe it comes in a different shade.
No, it's awful. What?
Oh no, look at it here now. Oh, it's beautiful. I'm staying
It
up.
looks like an STD.
I knew you were gonna say that. Or an infection.
I hate it. It's so, it looks dirty.
Let me try this one now. This is in
All
the.
right, Joey's going to share these to his story so you guys can see. The first one is moldy bread,
It's
STD.
the same wallpaper, but it's a different angle. Does this change your mind? Or is it worse?
I mean, that kind of looks like a crystal now. Yeah, but I still hate it.
Okay. It's probably
I hate
expensive.
it.
Probably can't afford it anyway. Yeah, it does look like an
It's
alien.
too much. It's too much, and I feel like it's like dark.
Yeah.
It's too overdone.
Is that the only option they have?
I don't like it. But I'm
Okay.
trying to look for my mirror, and let's talk about Huntington.
You got the
I
store.
yeah, so my new store is going to be in Huntington, New York. It's on Long Island. I've been there before. I used to do like all my book signings there. Why am I screaming? I've been there before doing my book signings, and then we just did our live show there last year, which was amazing. Like, I love the town. It's so cute. There's a ton of good restaurants and everything. So I just love that place. So I was like, you know what? I really want a store here. So I looked and I found one in the fall, but like, it's been taking forever to like get it up and running. So hopefully I'll be opening next month. I'm gonna like throw Gina in there for the week to get everything ready and going. But Huntington is almost done, and I have my VIP event tomorrow with Seaside Heights. Everyone's like, "Oh, it's snowing. Did you cancel it?" No, it's only snowing an inch down there. But I did have to take away the last event, So if you guys want to come, there's still tickets available. But that's tomorrow from like 1 to 6, I think, or 5. I don't know. But I'm going to be there tomorrow for the VIP event. But our friend Melissa Gorga, I had no idea that she's opening a store in Huntington too. She just posted it yesterday. I'm like, what? The Jersey girls are taking over Huntington.
Are you not hearing my soundboard?
No, I never hear your soundboard.
Oh my God. That's what I hate about this. I know this is technology. I know. It's okay. I was making funny noises. Anyway, I saw. Okay, now I have some initial thoughts. There's two things. There's two things I thought about this. My initial thought was, girl, get your own damn idea. But then the second thought was, this is a good thing because it's like now it's like a destination spot. They'll come for the Snoopy shop and then they'll go over to Envy for, you know, to get to spend money on the same stuff for a lot more money.
Well, yeah, I had no idea. I was like, of all the places we're opening in the same town in Long Island. But I think it's going to be cute because you have like the Housewife fans, then you have Jersey Shore, Hot Messes. So I think it's going to be cute. I just wonder if we're close. If we're close, I don't know where she is.
I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
I'll tell you guys right now, because I'm not going to tell you the actual address yet because it's not done at all. And I don't want you guys to like creep over there and look. It looks like a prison, but it's near the Paramount Theater. And that's where me and Joey performed.
I love that Paramount Theater. Can I tell you? I got to tell you.
No, tell me, please.
Paramount Theater was one of the, I'm not going to say one of, it was the best venue we've ever performed at. First of all, the upstairs area for the talent was like a sexy nightclub. There was a big buffet, they put a buffet out for us. There was leather couches. We didn't call each had our own couch. Remember that room when my psychic friend came there that night?
Yeah, it was beautiful.
And Poppy, and then downstairs, and afterward, they had this beautiful speakeasy club downstairs, a club.
Oh my God, so cool.
And they was like, the food there was fucking phenomenal. There's such good food. The drinks were like real drinks, like not like a comedy club drink where you like get like some shitty like watered down vodka soda. These were like craft cocktails, like fucking really good wine. The place is just like, it's like decorated so cool. It's like an old I don't know. It's just like very vintagey and vibey. It's like it's the best. I loved going there. And when we left, they gave us a brick. Remember they gave us a piece of the building?
Oh yeah, it's in my office.
I gave mine to Poppy. Because I'd like to get home.
You
I
don't whore. Care.
But it's going to be safer there. I can't have a brick in this house. I'll throw it at my boyfriend.
Oh, that's true. I'm surprised they didn't kill Gianni with it yet.
I know. Or it's a smash through a window.
Like when I get mad, I'm going to jail.
But yeah, Paramount Theater. So Huntington. And I know, I don't remember anything else about Huntington, but I'm assuming the restaurants are fucking fire. Everyone among us had to cook good.
No, it's literally the best. So I'm just like, I'm trying, because construction took forever, because this spot that I got was like, it was like a lash spot. So you walk in and it has all these rooms. So I had to tear down the whole thing to make it like one big space. And then now I have to like put my flooring in and I have to like do my wallpaper, do the racks and everything. So it's like a process. But yeah, hopefully I'll be in February, super excited. And then I'm looking for my fourth store. No, wait, 1, 2, 3. Yeah, my fourth store. I'm not going to say where it is.
I'm saying where it is, and I'm going there.
No, don't say where it is.
I'm not going to say, but I'm so excited for that one because, I just want an excuse to go to that street because I love that street.
Yeah, literally, you can go with Gina.
So wait, who's going to, do you have a manager for the new Snoopy shop of Huntington?
Yeah, so we're still hiring if you bitches. Did you see my TikTok or my Yeah, my TikTok, my Instagram.
No.
I did the trend.
Of course I did the Snooki Shop.
Of course I did that. Yeah. Because I saw Kim's and I was like, oh, that's funny. I was like, I wouldn't do that with the Snooki Shop. So I did that the other day. And I wish I put makeup on because everyone's watching it. But whatever. What was I going to say? Ma'am? What was I saying?
We were talking about throwing bricks.
I don't remember what I was going to say. But anyway, oh yeah, I'm still hiring. So if you guys want to work for me and you live in Long Island or you're by Huntington, I am hiring hot messes only who like to drink on the job and be very dramatic to customers. So yeah, I'm still hiring. But yeah, Gina's getting all that done for me. Gina is my Snooki Shop bitch. She freaking tears it up. So I just can't wait.
How many is it? What size store is this? Do you have any, is it big? Is it the size of like Madison or the size of the original Snooki Shop in Madison, or is it the size of Seaside? Like, what size is it like?
Oh no, it's bigger than Seaside and Beacon and the original, but it's smaller than my Madison one.
Okay, yeah, well, the
Madison. But it's a decent size. Yeah, I'm happy with the size. So
is all the furnishings good in there? Or do you have to knock down walls and put lights in and stuff?
I just said that, bitch. It was the last place.
Oh, so it's good lighting.
Yeah, and the top is industrial. That industrial look, so it's not like I put a ceiling over top. They painted all they painted all the pipes black.
Yeah, because the Madison shop is perfect and it's beautiful. But like in the Beacon stop, there was an old English, it was an older building.
It was hard to light it.
It was really cool. It was hard to like light it like bright to see the clothes. So I think I like the Madison vibe better than the old school vibe. But I think it's gonna be.
But I did love Beacon because I had the brick detail and I thought that was so freaking pretty. But Long Island's gonna be amazing. I can't wait for you guys to see it and shop with me because I know a lot of Long Island people come to my Madison, New Jersey location, and it's literally like an hour and a half away, 2 hours. It's so hard. So I'm glad that I get to accommodate you Long Islanders. Bay Parkway.
Okay, wait, can I update on my dining room table? Homery is not a scam. It came the next exactly when it said it was. And it's beautiful. That website,
you're lying.
The fake TV, looking website, Homery, is actually legit. It is the best, some of the best quality. And again, the prices aren't like, it's not shit prices. I mean, if you get what you pay for, but it's like, it came on time. It's beautiful. It's just like pictures. I have, it's 100 stars. And I took nice pictures.
Well, did you sit on it? Did it like fall apart?
I built it myself and it's fine. Yeah. I mean, you have to really build it. It comes like, you know, you just
what if
like,
it's infested with like spiders and
oh, it's beautiful.
Let me see. Let me see here. Let me put my glasses on. I can't see. Oh, it's so cute. Oh, I'm glad you moved those chairs. I was so over them in the living room.
Well, they're back again because I got my other chairs I ordered from. I have the new chairs.
Oh, I hate them.
I'm throwing them out there. I'm giving to my sister's friend.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of them. Oh, it's so pretty.
Yeah. And then the new chairs are this black one, so I'll send you now. Nicole.
How much was that?
How the table? Much?
Yeah.
It was like $1,500, I think.
That is so cheap for that table.
I know. And it's heavy as hell. It's like fucking 500 pounds.
All right. I just signed up to Homery. I did it.
It's not cement. I think it's like a...
Fuck it up. Fuck it
something,
up.
Something, but it has like a natural, I think it's like stone and like some kind of extra like unnatural fiber. So it lasts. I don't know what it is, but it's fucking fabulous.
Antique mirror.
Oh, look at the bush I made. Look at the thing I made.
Ooh, I love the black chairs.
Yeah, aren't they nice?
Calm down with the table setting.
I know. I have that. I have the, I made that green in the middle. That's reindeer moss I got from the Jamali Garden.
Is it real? Like you have to water it?
No, I'm sure you can spray it. I think it's the same one I use.
It looks like moss.
It is moss. It's reindeer moss. That's exactly right, Nicole. Potato Barn actually they contacted me again. They have a rug company, or they have a connection with a rug. They sent me all the options, but I can't pick one out.
Does Potato Barn have mirrors?
Call my friend Jen. You want her phone number? Jen from Potato Barn and I text every day. I asked her if she wants to be at my wedding. I asked if she wants to be one of my bridesmaids.
I'm officiating.
I know.
Potato Barn. Oh my God. They have to have mirrors.
But if it's not in their store, they have like all these other vendors that they work with that get these things.
Oh my god. Let me DM her because I DM them. Potato barn. I'm like really upset that I can't find this stupid mirror.
Oh, you want to work with Jen? Jen's the lady.
Potato barn.
Oh my God, stop. My sweet, he left his little pajama pants on the floor.
Oh my god, it's like you're dating a toddler.
Okay, so if you're on TikTok under a rock, basic white girls
Oh,
they're
yeah.
trying to steal our costume. Our culture is not a costume. I'll say that first and foremost.
Yeah, I'm offended.
Mean Girls said it out. Everyone's saying, and the mob, they're calling it mob wife. It's in, aka dressing like Snoopy. And they're saying fur coats are in, black leather pants, or
Like,
spandex,
what? I wear those all the time.
jewelry, like lots of gold jewelry, big
I don't
sunglasses,
get it.
big hair, big oversized designer bags. It's like, girl, I know everything old is new again, but let's not forget who walked so we can run, mama.
No, I'm literally gonna do a TikTok to be like, this has always been my life. Like,
Yeah,
what is
so
happening?
called the mob wife aesthetic. Now all these girls from Minnesota are like getting their mom's fur coats out of the out of the bushes and putting them on. I mean,
So stupid.
but are you excited of oh, these are oh my, I found even more moldy wallpaper. You're gonna die.
Please stop.
Oh my God. Okay.
I'm gonna
This
get an infection if you keep sending it to me. I
oh
feel an
my God.
infection arising.
This is the best photo wall. This is a website I'm on. If I'm not, I don't know if they're legit or not, ladies, but I'm on a website called Photo Wall. They have the most beautiful. I hope it's peel and stick. Anywho, yes,
Peel and stick.
Bob Wife aesthetic is in. But they're not even doing it right. It's not even updated or chic at all. It still looks like, on TikTok, the ones are wearing. I haven't seen a girl actually get the vibe right or make it look new or fun. It just looks like some
Well,
old.
honestly, I'm happy about it because, I love that style. It's literally my life. And I've always wanted like the 2009 style to like come back a little bit because I do miss Ed Hardy once in a while. I do miss like the dramatic trucker hats and everything.
No.
So I'm glad that it's kind of coming back a little bit.
Yeah, I am too. I am too.
Hear, hear.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Oh, tell me about your favorite show that you're watching with boyfriend.
Oh my God. It's on Hulu. It's called Death and Other Details. Have you seen it?
No, never heard of it.
Well, it's on Hulu and it's like a murder mystery, and
Hulu.
but it's like fun. It's almost like in what is it called? Olden times, it's supposed to look new and modern and stuff, but it reminds me of some old the movie Clue. But they're all on this ship, and there's a murder on this fancy ship, and everyone's so fancy, and the costumes are so pretty, and everyone's so gorgeous and hot, and it's a murder mystery. It's like little girls like the little girl in the beginning of the movie, the little girl
Little girl.
in the beginning, she's like a child, and her mom gets killed in front of her, and
Oh my God.
it's not spooky though. It's like they make it light, and then like she like years later like there's something going on with it. I actually haven't been paying much attention to it, but I do love watching it. It's on Hulu. It's called Death and Other Details. I watched that. I have watched. I've also been re-digging up, the cold case, not cold case, the Chris Watts, case, because that's
Oh
so hot.
yes. So you know what I'm watching right now? Which by the way, I started doing the bike again on Peloton and it really hurts my ass. Like I even have a pad on it.
Oh.
It's like annoying. But this just came out on Netflix. If you love murder docuseries, I don't even remember this happening, but like Nancy Grace was talking about it. It was all over the news. Like ABC News was talking about it. It's called American Nightmare. And I'm just like on episode
Oh.
two. There's a couple episodes, but basically the guy wakes up. So the boyfriend and the girlfriend live together. The boyfriend wakes up and he's like, he calls 911, like not distressed at all, like not freaking out. And he's like, my girlfriend was kidnapped last night. And right away you're like, oh, he did something. But the story just gets crazier and crazier. Like you don't believe it. And then she ends up just walking home. It's crazy. So I'm on episode two. I'm gonna finish it when I go on the bike again. But that's a good one to watch because it's just like, what the hell is happening?
Oh, ding dong, the non-binary fucking bitch is dead. Sex and the City finally fired that annoying ass Shea Diaz. They said they apparently Shea Diaz,
Wait, why didn't you like them?
that non-binary troll that was like harassing Miranda's life and making her miserable.
Oh, see, I didn't get that far.
I think that Sarah Ramirez said stuff about Palestine or something. And then she all of a sudden got fired. But now they're the MTV, or sorry,
What?
HBO is coming out on a statement saying the reason that she was fired has nothing to do with the Palestine comment. It has to do with her not being a likable character and them like losing people because no one wants to watch and deal with that character. The character was written wrong, blah blah blah. But it just seems eerily suspicious that they're trying to avoid a. I mean, I don't understand. I'm also
No, they're saving face. They definitely fired them because of that.
because it's such a taboo topic that no one wants to touch. And I know it's a serious thing, but I don't, I'm again, I don't know anything about it, but it's a very taboo thing. If you say something like now, it's cancel culture all over again. It's hitting cancel culture is hitting every corner of the world, from politics to religion to turf wars to clean girl aesthetic versus mob wife aesthetic. It's everywhere in the media.
Yeah, that's why I keep it quiet.
Yeah, well, I don't. I actually
I
like
keep
you.
to myself nowadays.
I have a dining room table and an espresso machine I got to watch after. I don't have time to worry about politics. Another thing I want to say, oh my God, he's so hot. Another thing I want to say is the following. What do you think? The Mean Girls movie came out. Mean Girls, the new adaptation of it. And
Did you see it?
no, I won't see that shit. You know why? I nothing's wrong with I just think that everything I'm all about the originals. A second season of something is, or a remake is never good. And I was saying this on that live stream. Unless it's like everyone in that movie is dead already and it's been 100 years, then I think you make it over so like new people know about it. But like literally that movie for us, that was only a couple years ago for us in our crazy delusions minds. And all the actors are still alive and still working. It's like not like something that you have to remake. The only reason they have to remake it is to appease to these like butthurt snowflakes that want to like feel seen and involved. So like it's just the same fucking movie with now with non-binary characters and lesbians and all every color of the rainbow. That's all that these fucking remakes are. And it's like it's apparent that's why they're doing it. And that's why it's like no one's taking it genuinely because it's so forced that they're making these movies to like to you know to go with the times. Make a new movie, bitch. Don't ruin an old movie. For just to appease like how society's changed, fucking make a new movie, get your own movie. That was a set for the time for then. Now do that, just like Jersey Shore. Like if they had ever had to make that again, they
Oh,
would never.
no,
There
you
you go.
can't stop.
You can't
You
redo what
can't.
it was.
Yeah.
Can't say
Yeah. If you
the.
want to make Jersey Shore again, make like a Staten Island Shore. Don't make Jersey Shore again. I mean, I feel like we
Different
are, this
show. It's
already
like
happens.
do
This
something
already
else.
tried to happen. We didn't let it happen.
Get your own idea. It's like get your own idea. Like I'm all about I'm not hating on the actors or like Tina Fey. I'm sure it's a lovely movie, but I know exactly what it is. Just like
But
every
she
other
looks great,
movie.
by the way. She does not age.
I know. But you know what? I love Renee Rapp. Renee Rapp is such a. Have you watched The Sex Life of College Girls?
No, but everyone said
Oh
that's
my
where she's
God.
from. She, yeah, she's pretty.
She's stunning. She's an amazing actress, and she's cool as hell. She's a singer, and she has a band and stuff. She sings. She's a real life lesbian, and she is an it girl. She's an it girl. She's hot. She's everything you want. I love her. I wish that she you know, would do more. I can't wait to see she does more. But that movie, that show, Sex Lives of College Girls, is so smartly written and so good. It's on HBO. So she stars, and I like her. I wish Lindsay was involved in, like, if, you know, if they're gonna have it back, like, you know, at least have like Lindsay be in it. And maybe she wasn't. I don't think she was in it, but she went to the premiere.
She was in it. That was the best part of the movie.
You saw it, girl.
So I went.
Oh, you did see it, you silly bitch. Why didn't you?
Yeah, I texted you.
I forgot. So
me and Tracy, we had some time at the competition because we went to a competition this past weekend. So we were like, all right, we have some time. Let's bring the girls to go see Mean Girls. I wish I didn't bring Giovanna because it was just like not appropriate for her age, but whatever. So me and Tracy went. And there were like other like kids in the theater, whatever. We were the only ones like cracking up, like laughing hysterically because, like, you know, they were doing like silly things that, you know, like remember the first movie. So I thought it was like, okay, but the best part of the movie was Lindsay at the end. So for me, like, I thought it was okay. I didn't hate it, but obviously it doesn't even come close to the first freaking movie. Like the first freaking movie, insane, the best. This one was more like a musical, and I was like, oh my god, like they're gonna sing every freaking time. But yeah, the best part of the movie was Lindsay Lohan.
So did you like it though? I mean, would you see it? Like, would you think I should see it or no? You think I'll hate it?
No, you'll hate it.
Anita Max Wien. Do you know who Anita Max Wien is?
No.
It she's a little cartoon character that Drake made up.
What? She's a fake person.
Yeah. Are you having a Super Bowl party?
I don't know.
Did you see that big thing I sent you? We can turn your whole dining room table into a football field.
Wait, let's ask Gianni. I think he's on the couch. Hold on.
Ask if we can throw it, but we need a budget.
Wait, hold on. Okay, ready? I'll tell you one. Ooh, it's freezing in Jersey. We're getting 3 inches of snow.
I got 3 inches last night.
Gianni? Joey has a question.
What's up, Joey?
Hi, Jake. Can we have a Super Bowl party at your house?
You want to bring it back?
Yeah, we want to bring it back.
All right, Joey, we can do it.
I'll have E Clean Bro do it, but we're going to turn the dining room table into a football field with grass on it, and we're going to decorate it.
Whatever you want to do, I'm in.
Thank you. We need money too. Thank you.
Okay, you got it.
I told you you would say yes, you silly bitch.
We're not having a Super Bowl party.
I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Oh my, you're going to die, Nicole. I was approached. So you know how at work they send it, like every time there's a celebrity promoting a movie or something, they say, you know, these are the people that are available if you want to have them on for an interview. So, but there was a regular list of all the actors and stuff. It was like, you know, all fancy people. I was like, okay, whatever. Of course I said yeah, them, but they never come on my show. But then it said, they needed someone to go there to be a correspondent for Barstool to this convention at the Javits Center.
Oh.
So I jumped on it right away. I said, I am the representative from Barstool. I'll be going with the camera crew, my microphone. I volunteer's tribute. Guess what it is?
The 90s con.
No, it's American Kennel Society dog show. It's all it's called Meet the Breeds, and it's like a huge fucking convention of all,
you're gonna freak out,
wild dogs, like, you know, crazy, some insane, like, beautiful dogs, and like you get to talk to them and pet them and take pictures, and like,
no,
it's stuff. I have goosebumps right now. It's going to be the funnest thing ever. You can put big sunglasses on. It's on Sunday, January 28th at the Javits Center.
No, can't bring Rocky.
Yeah, I don't know. You can't bring your own drugs, not BYOD. You can touch all the ones there. And I also on this live last night, I didn't know when you do lives, people give you money. I've gotten like $500 from people giving money. So I was
like, on what?
On YouTube Live. My Venmo. Like they kept sending me money. So I'm taking all that money. I'm going to donate it to.
What the fuck?
I'm donating it. My friend Grace was here. She got some person was in my live. They donated over $3,000, like over the live. They kept sending some stranger, some man, Kevin Mills, kept sending money to all of us. I was like, I don't know who the fuck it was. I think it was Dave Portnoy in disguise. But
oh, yeah, he probably felt bad for you.
I know. He kept sending money. No, so I'm donating that money to a charity in at the dog show. So I'm gonna go to the dog show and find like whatever.
Stop, I love that.
Whatever money they need. Like, I don't know what it's for. But I said, if I'm also May, like if I see, if there's like a little like booths and stuff and they're selling cute dog outfits, if I see like, you know, a corgi with a fat ass, I'm gonna buy her a tutu, you know, with the money.
Stop. When is this?
It's January 28th. It's the day after Poppy's party. So you can just be in the city anyway. You can sleep at Opal's house with me or sleep in my house.
Yeah. Okay.
You're not going to. Are you coming to Poppy's birthday party?
I don't know yet. I have to let you know.
Opal's coming. Nick and Kara are coming. It's like a thing.
Are they?
But yeah, January 28th, it's the American Kennel Society. You can get tickets now on internet. I think tickets are like $20 for regular entry. VIP is like $100. There's going to be all fun things. It's Meet the Breeds or American Kennel Club. And I'll be there with my microphone. So come say hi to me and come see all the wild pee-pee dogs.
So cute.
So excited for it. You know what I mean? I just want to like go up to the dogs and say, like, ask them funny questions and then have them just like lick the microphone. Should I bring treats in my pocket?
Totally.
I don't want anyone yelling at me, like saying, don't give my dogs a purebred. She can't have Alpo. I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah, they're probably dramatic. Like, yeah. She's gluten-free.
Yeah, I'm just so excited to see all those puppy dogs. What if I get an allergy? What if I get an allergic reaction? I'll bring some.
You might.
But yeah.
I love the doggies. Did you see me fall on my ass the other day? Oh no! Oh,
I heard that. I heard that
you missed it because you were filming.
I heard you had a tumble. They were putting it in the chat.
I'm gonna send it to you. So I got really excited and I caved because you know all my kids wear Crocs. Gianni wears the Crocs. I'm like, you know what? I'm gonna try them. So I looked on Amazon and they had platform Crocs because, you know, I'm so short. I need everything to have like a wedge to them or like a platform. Like I don't wear anything flat unless it's like sandals and I'm by the pool. But I need a platform because, you know, shorties need a platform. Yeah. So I got the platform and I was like, okay, I'm going to test it out. I'm going to go to Starbucks, drop the kids off at school. So I wore them outside, but my driveway is like a sheet of ice because it's just awful. It's so cold out. So I ended up getting, I just sent it to you. So I had it in sports mode, like ready to go just in case I did do a little slipperoo. But I got out of the car like really fast, forgot there was ice on the floor and I slipped. And fell on my tailbone. I just sat there. I literally sat there for 2 minutes. Like, fuck my life. My ass was killing me. I think I pulled something in my arm because I tried to catch my body on the door. So, like, my armpit hurts. But, yeah, the Crocs are not ice approved. And I was so excited to wear them.
Did you post that?
Yeah, I put up my story.
Wait a minute.
It hurts so bad.
You didn't even get step out of the car. You just slooped right out of the car.
I literally just slipped, like slid down.
Did you sit there for a minute knowing the camera was on you and try to be dramatic? I would have.
No, I sat there wanting to die because it hurt.
Did Gianni come out and help you?
No, because that's when I called him and I said, please watch the camera and see if you got me fall. And then he did. He videoed it and then he sent it to all of his friends. He said, how much can I get with this, if I sell it to TMZ, I'm like, oh, you're so bloody.
Yeah, a slip of fall. Oh my God, is your tailbone okay though?
No, yeah, my ass really hurts. I think that's why when I did the Peloton, it hurts even more. I was like, can you rub my ass? It hurts.
You have to go to the sauna.
Yeah, so when you wear Crocs, guys, make sure you're walking very slow in the snow and ice.
So what do you?
I should be the new spokesperson for Crocs.
I know. Wait, what do you think about these? Do you have a Stanley Cup? Everyone's killing each other.
Yes.
They're stampeding each other in the stores to get these fucking Stanley Cups.
Yeah, I mean, there. I have a couple because Giovanna was obsessed and she wanted like a million for Christmas, so I got her a couple colors. I mean, they just remind me of a regular tumbler. I love the Yetis. I'm like a Yeti girl. I like the Yetis. I feel like they're just the same. They keep my drink cold. It's like the same. Stanley is, it's no different. So I don't get the hype. I just think it's like a TikTok thing and all the kids want them. So dramatic.
Yeah.
It's nothing special. It's not like you're drinking freaking gold.
Well, the thing for me is, I don't know. It's not the Stanley Cup or the how the coldness or the brand or anything like that. Is I don't drive a car. So I'm never like drinking water like at a desk or something. When I'm drinking water, I'm drinking a lot of water, I'm deathly hung over my bed and I need it to be on my bed with me. Like if that thing tips over, it spills everywhere. So I have this hydro flask.
Yeah.
It's a big canister and the cap flips up to like a plastic, like hard straw that's like built into the cap.
Mm-hmm.
So I just like flip the thermos cap up. I sip, I shut it back down and it's in the bed. I could throw that thing into a bomb shelter or wherever. It's not going to break. It's not going to break. It's not going to spill. And that's Stanley came out with something like that. But the thing with the straw cup, if you bend that over, it's going to spill water everywhere.
No, it's literally huge. You know what's the best? The best is when I know I'm drinking and I know I'm going to like wake up and like be like, what's the word? Like ET. Yeah. Like I'm going to be just like dead. And I'm dehydrated. I'm severely dehydrated. So like I prepare myself and I fill up my tumbler with, it's water, lemon, and cucumbers. And I put ice in it because I know I'm going to die. And then, you know, I wake up at like 2-3 in the morning and I'm like so dehydrated. I chug that shit. That is the best thing ever. And then you get back cuddled into bed and sleep. It's literally the best for me.
I put lemon in my water yesterday and I felt like I did. I felt like I had like a colonic.
I know. Yeah, you feel so healthy. You're like, I have lemon water.
Yeah. I just found out, like, I didn't know when this happens. It's, apparently it's a cool thing. But Barstool puts these big golf things on called the Classic.
Outings?
No, they're called like Barstool Classic. And they're like big like convention, like golf conventions. And I don't know what it is, but something with golf. And my cousin texted me, say, hey, do you have any interest thing in the golf thing, the Classic? So I emailed my friend for that works. And they were talking in code. They asked for these little numbers, these pin numbers they all know how they go by. I don't know what it's called.
Oh, it's like their score.
I don't know what it is.
What they shoot.
Maybe, but they're like, so like, yeah, there's all Barstool. So if, tell Gianni, look up Barstool Classic. And if he ever wants to go to them, I can arrange that.
Will you be his caddy?
Yeah, well, I'm not, do I get a little cart?
No, you have to hold his golf clubs.
Yeah, I know that, but do I get to drive in the little car or do I have to walk everywhere?
Oh, it depends what they do.
I would only want to ride in that little car.
You would get drunk and crash it.
I'm hoping that cappuccino I had is gonna give me energy to finish cleaning my kitchen. But you know what? I honestly just want to open the window, look at the snow, tell mommy to get in the bed with me, and then just cuddle with her for a little bit, take a nap.
Yeah, go die. This has been lovely. This is wonderful.
Really lovely. Oh my god, everyone! If you want to go to, if you want to work at the Snoopy Shop, email your resume to, Gina at the Snoopy Shop.
Gina, and we only take hot messes. Thank you.
Yes, and make sure to go to the store event. Make sure to find us that fucking mirror and DM us.
Literally, if you guys can find like a nice floor antique mirror, and I need it to be like wide. Like I don't want it to be like a thin floor mirror. I want it to be wide and beautiful. I found a couple, but they're not shipping for like 3 to 4 weeks or 8 to 10. And mama can't have that, okay?
You heard it here first, everyone. Chin up, panties down. Be kind to each other. Be kind, rewind. Be kind to each other. And we'll see you next week on It's Happening Podcast.
It's Happening.